Today's episode is sponsored by D&D Adventure Club. What if you were the hero of the story? At dndadventureclub.com, your whole family can play Dungeons & Dragons together. No experience needed. They've already done all the work. Tons of characters to choose from, ready to play adventures with full maps and everything you need. Just show up and play. And these aren't boring adventures. We're talking the Clockwork Carnival, the Caverns of Chaos, the Trouble with Cheese. Yes, cheese. Go to dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. That's dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. And use code KIDSTORIES10 for a discount. Seriously, go right now while you're thinking about it. Your next adventure is waiting. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Blake McCarty from Whangarei in New Zealand. You all know Blake from a previous series titled They're Back. Thanks again for listening, Blake. I think if you were a character in the stories, you'd be a super ninja chicken wizard. And you would have ninja abilities, but also you could transform into a chicken whenever you wanted. Thanks for listening, Blake. Today's episode is titled Magic Fix, Part 2. The moon hung low in the star-filled sky as Captain Thorne led his unlikely companions along the winding dirt road towards Shadowmere ruins. Nora rode next in line, carefully cradling the universal tracking compass in her lap. Its brass surface gleamed in the moonlight, and the needle pointed steadily northward, glowing with that soft white light. Pip and Finn brought up the rear, their satchels bouncing on their mini-horses with each step. Ember perched on Finn's shoulder, his golden eyes scanning the darkness for any signs of danger.
"How much further?"
Pip asked, adjusting her heavy bag of potions.
"Not far now," Thorne replied, his voice barely above a whisper. "Maybe another 10 minutes. We'll need to be quieter from here on."
As if responding to his words, the compass needle suddenly pulsed brighter.
"It's getting stronger," Nora said. "Whatever spectral magic is in that badge, we're definitely getting closer to it."
The road curved around a small hill, and suddenly they could see their destination. Shadowmere ruins rose from the landscape like broken teeth against the night sky. Ancient stone walls, crumbling towers, and the skeletal remains of what had once been a great fortress sprawled across a rocky outcrop. But what made them all stop in their tracks were the flickering lights scattered throughout the ruins.
"Campfires," Thorne muttered. "A lot of them."
Ember's scales bristled slightly.
"More than you expected, Captain?"
"Much more," Thorne dismounted. "When I tracked them here earlier, I saw maybe 5 or 6 bandits, but those fires," he counted under his breath, "there's got to be at least 15, maybe 20.
20 bandits?"
Pip squeaked, then caught herself and lowered her voice.
20 bandits?
Finn studied the ruins through an advanced spyglass he'd brought.
"They're not just camping randomly either. Look at where the fires are located. They've got sentries posted, patrol routes established. This isn't a temporary hideout."
"You're right," Thorne said, taking the spyglass and peering through it himself. "They're organized. Too organized for a simple bandit gang."
Nora held up the compass again. The needle was now pointing directly at the largest structure in the center of the ruins, a partially collapsed tower that rose higher than the surrounding walls.
"The badge is in there," she said with certainty, "right in the middle of their camp."
They tied horses to a tree well away from the ruins and crept closer on foot. The ancient stones were treacherous in the darkness, loose rocks threatening to betray their position with every step. Centuries ago, Shadowmere was an impressive, sprawling castle. Hundreds of people lived there, from servants to kings, and, as often happens, the kingdom fell, and the castle was mostly destroyed in war. Over time, people tried to rebuild parts of Shadowmere, adding roofs to certain structures and rebuilding parts of the towers, but the place was
mostly deserted.
When they reached a good vantage point behind a fallen wall, they could see the full scope of what they were up against. The main courtyard was lit by several large fires, and armed figures moved between them with the discipline of seasoned fighters.
"Yeah, those aren't ordinary bandits," Thorn whispered,
his professional eye taking in the scene.
"Look at their equipment. Matching weapons, organized camps, posted guards. This is a professional operation."
Pip tugged on Nora's sleeve.
"Look over there, by the main tower."
In the shadow of the central building, they could make out what appeared to be a collection of stolen goods. Weapons, armor, and various items that glinted in the firelight, spread out on tables and overflowing from open chests. "That's where they're keeping everything they've stolen," Finn observed. "Including your badge, probably." Nora consulted the compass again.
"Probably. The needle's pointing in that direction."
"So how do we get to it?"
Pip asked.
"There are guards everywhere."
Captain Thorne studied the layout carefully.
"The direct approach is impossible. Too many sentries. Too much open ground to cross."
He pointed to different sections of the ruins.
"But if we could create some kind of distraction."
"What kind of distraction?"
Nora asked.
"Something big enough to draw most of them away from the central tower," Thorne explained. "Give me a chance to sneak in, grab the badge, and get out before they realize what's happening."
Pip's eyes lit up.
"I might have something for that."
She opened her satchel and carefully pulled out several small bottles filled with swirling, multicolored powder.
"Chaos powder. It's sort of an experimental blend."
"What does it do?" Finn asked warily. He had learned to be cautious when Pip described anything as experimental.
"Well," Pip said with a grin, "it causes unpredictable magical effects when it's ignited. The last time I tested it, it made all the chickens in Master Cordelia's yard start floating upside down. The best part is, even I don't know what it'll do. It's like a surprise party, but with more explosions and less cake. Actually, no cake at all, now that I think about it." "The effects are completely random," Pip continued. "Could be phantom animals, floating objects, color changes, explosions, sound effects, anything really. But it's guaranteed to cause absolute chaos."
Thorne considered this.
"How much chaos are we talking about?"
"If I use all of it?"
Pip patted her satchel, which contained at least 6 bottles of chaos powder.
"Oh, probably enough to convince them they're under attack by an army of invisible wizards."
"Perfect," Nora was already thinking tactically. "We need to set it off somewhere that will draw the guards away from the tower, but won't put Captain Thorne in danger." Finn studied the ruins again through his spyglass.
"What about the old stables? They're on the far side of the complex, downwind from the main camp. If we set off the chaos powder there, the guards will rush to investigate, leaving the tower less defended."
"And how exactly do we get the powder over there without being seen?"
Ember asked practically. Nora smiled. "Leave that to me." She reached back over her shoulder and into her jacket. She pulled out what looked like a small crossbow, but instead of a regular string, it had an intricate system of gears and springs.
"Modified crossbow with a rangefinder and variable power output," she said.
"You just casually keep a crossbow hidden under your jacket?"
Finn asked.
"You built that?"
Thorne asked, impressed. Nora nodded, trying to stifle a proud smile. They spent the next few minutes working out the details. Nora would position herself where she could see both the stables and the central tower. She would launch the chaos powder bottles from her crossbow. Meanwhile, Captain Thorne would circle around to approach the tower from the blind side. Once the distraction began, he'd have maybe 5 minutes to find the badge and get out before the bandits figured out what was really happening.
"What about us?"
Finn asked.
"Pip and me."
"You two stay here where you can see everything."
Thorne gestured to the ruins laid out before them.
"With your bird's eye view, you can signal us if the guards start coming back to the tower before I get out."
"Ooh, yeah, I'll screech like a hawk or something,"
Pip thought.
Or maybe a crow. Maybe both."
"Yeah, sure. Do all the bird sounds you know."
Captain Thorne was mildly annoyed at the unique suggestions. He was not used to working with children. They moved into position, creeping through the shadows of the ancient ruins. Nora found a spot behind a collapsed wall that gave her a clear line of sight to both the stables and the central tower. She loaded the first chaos powder bottle into her modified crossbow. Pip and Finn settled behind a pile of rubble where they could see the entire courtyard and keep track of the compass. Captain Thorne disappeared into the darkness, circling wide to approach the tower from its unguarded side.
"Everyone ready?" Nora whispered.
Three quiet confirmations came back through the darkness.
"Launching in 3, 2, 1.
The first bottle arced high over the ruins, a small dark shape against the starry sky. It landed somewhere near the old stables and immediately it shattered, exploding into a burst of purple light. The effect was immediate and spectacular. Phantom horses began galloping around the stable area, their translucent forms glowing in the darkness. Invisible bells started ringing a chaotic symphony, and several piles of rubble began floating slowly into the air. It was so strange and random.
"What's going on?" shouted one of the bandits.
"We're under attack!"
yelled another. Just as planned, most of the guards abandoned their posts and rushed toward the distraction, weapons drawn and ready for battle. But instead of finding enemies, they found themselves surrounded by magical chaos. Nora shot a second bottle. It exploded, adding to the confusion. Now gravity seemed to be reversing randomly, causing several bandits to float helplessly above the ground.
"It's working,"
Finn whispered, watching through his spyglass as Captain Thorne emerged from the shadows near the central tower. Nora saw them too. She had some bottles left, but Captain Thorne was already inside the tower searching for the badge. If she used the remaining chaos powder now, it might not be enough to cover his escape. Through the spyglass telescope, Finn could see Thorne moving through the lower level of the tower, searching through what was probably tons of stolen goods for the badge. The guards within the ancient courtyard of the ruins were distracted by the chaos bombs, but more were beginning to search for the source of the madness. Some were rushing over to the tower. The kids noticed and hoped Thorne wouldn't be trapped inside.
"Nora," Pip called softly, "whatever you're gonna do."
"I know," Nora replied, taking aim with another bottle of chaos powder. "I know." Just then, Captain Thorne leaned halfway out of a window in the tower and held up the badge in the direction of the children so they would know he'd found it. He ducked back in and began running toward the main exit, but a group of guards were rushing in that way, sending Thorne retreating back up into the tower. Some of the bandits seemed to have figured out that the magical effects were just a distraction.
"Check the tower!"
someone bellowed.
"Check everything!"
Captain Thorne was trapped inside the tower, with nowhere to run. Pip remembered her job and began screeching like a hawk, and cawing like a crow. "I think we're past the bird call thing," said Finn.
"This is bad,"
Ember said, flames dancing along his scales.
"This is very bad!"
Nora gripped her crossbow tighter, another bottle loaded and ready. But even with the remaining chaos powder, there was no way Captain Thorne could fight his way through 20 armed bandits. Unless...
"New plan," Nora whispered into the darkness. "And you're all going to hate it."
The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios. Today's episode is sponsored by KidsPod. I have some exciting news. I'm writing a brand new podcast series called Fight Fighters, and it's going to be exclusive to the KidsPod app. That means you can only find these new adventure stories there. If your kids enjoy the Kids Stories podcast, they're going to love Fight Fighters. Plus, the app gives them access to over 700 kid-safe podcasts and audiobooks. Tons of great audio they can explore independently, so visit kidspod.app/kidstories and check out the new Fight Fighters series.